So, Terry, you spent 30 years as a valuable John Deere employee, and you're also instrumental in designing a new tractor, and it all started in March of 1987. So tell us about your experience and your impact on John Deere tractors.
As farming has changed, row spacings have continued to narrow. The amount of power you're trying to take to the soil has increased, and so tire sizes have steadily increased. The adaptability of the tractors has increased tremendously. And so the 8000 series tractor was a significant step forward in several areas. By this time, we are powering not just the rear axle, but we're powering the front axle, and those front tires have gotten larger. And yet the farmer needs to be able to drive around his farmstead, pick up implements, make very sharp turns in his headlands. And so the 8000 series tractor allowed some very large front tires to be turned and made it perform like a much smaller tractor, more like a utility tractor, and allowed the customer to do more work in a given day's time. When a customer gets into his tractor in the morning, from then until he gets out in the evening, there's nothing he does more often than turn the steering wheel. And the 8000 series tractor allowed the customer to go places and do things at greater speeds and increased his productivity significantly. The other innovations in that tractor were we mounted the controls to the seat to reduce the fatigue that the operator was experiencing during the day. There had been much innovation in seat suspensions, and the next step forward was where we now move the controls with the operator, with the seat. They were doing it as a unit, and it reduced fatigue. The other thing that was unique to the 8000 series was the visibility. We were able to reduce the size of the dash and the instrument cluster to something very small. We had made the rear of the hood very narrow, and so we produced visibility that hadn't been seen in a tractor with an operator station and enclosure for many, many years.
Now, you came up with this great idea on your way to Paris. Most people would be thinking about visiting the Eiffel Tower, but no, you're thinking about tractors and turning radius. Tell us how you gained this inspiration.
I was struggling for many months. I was to come up with a new line of tractors to replace the large row crop tractors. And looking at the challenges of how do we make a tractor that maneuvers with those very large tires? How can we get visibility like we used to have with an open station tractor? And how do we improve the serviceability of the tractor? And the evolution of the tractors was going in one direction, and I felt it was time to take a significant step in a different direction. So the idea that I sketched on my airline ticket that evening was to raise the engine and to put the mechanical front-wheel drive axle under the engine, and then to create a very tall but narrow transmission and make room for some very large tires to turn and to significantly improve maneuverability and visibility. And I was on my way to the largest farm show in the world that occurs alternate years in Paris, France, and then in Germany, the Agritechnica, it's called. And so I was on my way over there. And during the night, I was having trouble sleeping, and this idea came to me, and I made the sketch in the middle of the night.
And then the next morning, apparently, you talked to one of your pals who was also going over there and talked to him about your idea.
Yes, there were two of us going from product engineering to the show to see what all was happening in the worldwide agricultural products. And he was a drivetrain engineer and a good one. And I discussed my sketch with him in the morning, and he was intrigued. And that was really what got us started. He was instrumental in drivetrain engineering. I was instrumental in tractor engineering. And so we teamed up and got the ball rolling, and it eventually became the 8000 series tractor. And I was told that the Smithsonian contacted American companies and asked for things that had happened where an engineer or someone had made a discovery or came up with an innovative idea and they sketched it on a napkin or an airline ticket. And so Deere submitted the fact that the 8000 series tractor started as a crude sketch on the back of an airline ticket, and the Smithsonian apparently loved it and took it into their display. And I have not seen the display, but I've heard about it, and apparently it's very, very well done.
So then you did an actual mock-up of this tractor in Waterloo. Tell us about how this all came about.
I asked three young engineers to kind of go underground, and we created a runnable mock-up to show people what we had in mind. I've learned over the years that you can talk to people about an idea, but until they experience it, the seat of the pants, and actually see it in real life, they don't believe it. And the 8000 was, to many people, an unbelievable concept. And so we built a very crude mock-up, but it did display what was possible. And I recall when we were doing some marketing presentations early, when the tractor was going to be introduced to our dealers and our customers, we took the best turning tractor with the tires set per specification, and we did a turn diameter in the soil, and then we took an 8000 series tractor with the same size tires, same tread settings, and we turned a complete figure eight inside of the competitive tractor's turn diameter. And it really set a whole new standard, and the industry all had to pay attention and eventually try and follow suit. And tractor innovation over the years has just been phenomenal. When you think about starting out just replacing the horse and what a tractor can do today, the adaptability in so many places around the world, the many, many implements it will power, push, pull, carry, and power. It's just an amazing story of tremendous creativity and evolution. And I think people will enjoy seeing what has happened in the Waterloo-Cedar Falls area.